Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하며 와지 노바 보조주 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm your host, Jay John. Big show this week. We've got KGOS with BJ coming up to give you the rundown on all things you need to know about what's happening in the world of K-pop. There's some nasty stuff going down. Stick around for it. Shaz gives us the 101 on a K-pop fandom in Seoul and the lengths people are going to see their favourite idols.
You'll see fans waiting on the driveway. If they're not there, which 95% of the time they are, then they're across the road sitting at the children's playground. These fans will go crazy when they see an idol.
My interview with solo artist, K-pop identity, radio personality, Tabit.
Hey there, this is K-pop star Tabit, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
That is very exciting. Mo of K-Radio brings us an interview with Lunafly's Sam Carter.
Hi guys, I am Sam from Lunafly. It's good to speak to you all.
Huge show. Music-wise, Paul's Thai Pop Song of the Week.
This is very important. This song talks about a problem that most teenagers are facing when you want to call someone, you are running out of credit because everyone communicates through a mobile phone nowadays.
The boys that have just confirmed an interview with us for next week, it's a classic from V-pop boy band 365. Tiara pulls out the chopsticks, or more so the Chopstick Brothers with its Chinese hit. And Singaporean duo The Trick with their new track Sunshine. My sun, shine my only sun, shine you make me happy when skies are gray. First, we kick off with a new track from Jackie Chan's, yes, Jackie Chan, that one, Jackie Chan's first ever K-pop boy band, JJCC, featuring Australia's own Prince Henry. Song's called Fire, this is Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Thanks to team member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop News Update. After over a year of dating, Nicky Wu and Cecilia Liu, who share a 17-year age gap, have announced their marriage. Nicky let the cat out of the bag when he uploaded a picture of the two certificates with a caption that read, "Cherish the happiness." His new wife Cecilia then commented on the picture saying, "We're very happy." Isn't that good? Nicky's manager revealed that the pair registered their marriage on January 20, however, due to their busy schedules, have no plans to hold a ceremony. Hong Kong actor Daniel Chan has announced his wife, Wang Yishan, is currently pregnant with their second child. Daniel hesitantly admitted to the pregnancy, saying that it is usually not good for the child to be announced this early. However, people had already found out. During an interview with a reporter, the reporter asked if the baby was an accident, as it had only been 6 months since his wife had given birth. The actor was able to laugh off the question, saying that there is no such thing when it comes to children. And finally, Japanese group Sekai no Awari have topped the Oricon Japanese singles chart for the first time in their career with the release of their latest album, Tree. The album was set to sell over 248,000 copies in its first week of release, meaning that it sold more copies in just 1 week than the group's previous album, Entertainment, had sold since its release back in 2012. In addition, the single, Dragon Knight, has topped both the iTunes and Rikoshoku charts for the first week of January. More K-pop news to come with our man BJ. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
안녕하세요, 임다미입니다. 여러분은 지금 아시안 팝 라디오를 청취하고 계십니다.
Hey, this is Dami, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. Rise and shine, turn your darkness to light. I got your baby, so my crows and we gon' take a ride. Soak up the sun, hit the widest, find an emo's party. In like no tomorrow, that's the only way that we know. You got a question, baby, I'm your answer. You want a fairy tale, like baby. Way beyond being lovers and forever we'll never win, baby, you got sense.
You are my sun, shine my only sun. Shine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know.
The remedy to make you feel alive. You ain't ever ever failed in your life. I told my missus, take it easy, don't worry about nobody. This life is for us and we live it for eternity. Calling me Brendan away, I'm catching granites for you, baby. We're running the world in a fast pace, can nobody come back to
me. You are my sun, shine my only sun. Shine, you make me happy when skies are gray.
Find somebody special to you. You're mesmerized by the eyes and the soul and the lips. Y'all can call me a fool for this one, but I'd rush in for this. Allow me to allow you to let your sun shine on me, baby. Just shine on me, baby.
You are my sun, shine.
can't get enough of those guys. It's Singaporean duo Trick on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Without a doubt, the SG artists we have supported most on this show, because we love their work. They recently performed at the New Year's Countdown on Marina Bay in Singapore, a huge celebration ahead of a year where Singapore celebrates 50 years of independence. That's their latest, Sunshine.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
FB.com/Asian Pop Radio. We have BJ in the studio to chat all things K-pop goss. Hey, BJ.
Hello, Jay John.
Wow, a lot happening in the world of K-pop this week.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
What's your headlining act?
Oh, let's kick off with Lee Min Ho. Hallyu star Lee Min Ho recently declared that he had extreme emotions of loneliness.
Oh, dear.
Yes, especially after events filled with fans, he experienced his emotions.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
That's how I feel when I look at our podcast views. Like, well, I've got no friends.
It's lonely at the top, I think. I love to love and be loved by others, he said. I assume that's the major reason I haven't been severely depressed until
now. Oh, wow.
I mean, that's quite a statement, isn't it?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. You go through K-pop training, you're at the big agencies, everyone's giving you their attention, and you're all of a sudden being built up like you're God's gift to women and everyone else.
Yeah, and exactly. And all the girls want you, but do they want your money or your fame? What makes him so lovely is that he devoted his lonely times to volunteer and do community service.
Oh, that's good.
And he actually established a donation platform on his own, PMZ. Oh. And he's putting his time into that. So he must be a really nice guy.
We should mention, BJ, that if anyone listening is feeling depressed or lonely or need someone to talk to, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
South Korean singer and actor Kim Hyun-young received a fine on Tuesday for committing assault against his former girlfriend. Listen to this.
Oh, God.
The woman suffered several injuries and bruised ribs as a result of Kim's assault, she alleged.
Actually. She's alleged this, okay?
Yeah, because it took her 2 weeks to recover, she also stated. Prosecutors sentenced Kim to a fine of 5 million won.
Wow.
Or like 5,500 Aussie dollars.
Yeah.
To the 20-year-old idol for using a violence against his former girlfriend. Kim claimed that he never had intentions of hurting her. However, the injuries were so evident that he was sentenced.
Wow. I mean, so the sentence has been handed down
it. And they actually saw the evidence that was clear.
I'm assuming he won't be challenging that then.
No. Well, he might, but I haven't heard anything about that yet, so.
Well, violence against women, never acceptable.
No.
Violence against anyone, never acceptable, unless it's in a K-pop video. Because let's be honest, it's filled with it. I hope it's not a bad message to people.
Asians do love martial arts.
I hope people can separate the difference between what you see in a K-drama and how you treat people in real life.
Yeah,
I really do.
The K-pop boy band GOT7 will kickstart its Asian Showcase tour in Taipei on Tuesday.
Wow.
So they will perform in Taipei on Tuesday. After that, they'll move to Shanghai.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I believe, and in Hong Kong on the 31st of January.
Cool.
So they'll do a little tour around the area. The rookie band has gained a broad popularity at home and abroad since their debut.
Probably under a year since their debut.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already doing the rounds.
Yeah, they're skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing really well.
Good for you,
and
guys.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see that the guys are doing well.
JYP will be rubbing his little hands together. Good. My plan has worked. Good.
He loves it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
I mean, this really takes the cake.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything like this before. Welcome to
K-pop.
You know the B1A4.
Yes.
Right. So they were in Malaysia for
this
event, and they had a lot of fans, and it was crazy going on. And they decided to, you know, hug some of their fans and kiss them on their foreheads.
Yeah.
Well, Malaysia happens to be a really...
No touching, no kissing forehead policy.
Yes,
it's on the flag.
Pretty much.
Look closely.
Pretty much like that. So the department, listen to this, the Department of Islamic Development, they summoned the girls and warned that they would be arrested if they wouldn't come in and
turn themselves in
for questioning. Yes,
yeah.
Within a week though. So they were questioned about their actions, and it was actually captured on video, and that one went viral online.
Yeah.
That's when, you know.
So let's take it back a step for those that are unfamiliar. So Malaysia kind of, I guess, has two kinds of avenues of rules.
It's really
different rule.
Yes, yeah.
And so they've got the government,
mm-hmm.
but then for those that believe believe in, for those that are Muslims,
yeah,
have particular Islamic beliefs.
Right, exactly. And these were Muslim girls. Right.
So obviously that kind of thing is forbidden. It's getting too close. Mm-hmm. And they have a possible penalty of up to 6 months jail for being kissed on the forehead, I believe.
And if I would have been kissed on the forehead, then
you'd be in jail for a lot longer in Malaysia, I can tell you now. I can tell you now.
Well, I mean, just saying, I'm not a Muslim, so would I be?
It's a very complex law, BJ. We could start a show on it next week, but maybe not going into
Let's not elaborate on it.
But no, you have to. But this is the thing. This is what it's opened up.
Yeah.
We have certain ways of doing things in Australia. Mm-hmm. People have certain things of doing things in their country.
Right.
Whether we think it's right or wrong, mm-hmm. rules are rules, and things have to be adhered to. So it's just like any time I go to Malaysia, uh-huh. I need to do things in a particular way, and I go every year.
Right. You have to adjust
I'll know
to
what
it,
to do.
Right?
Yeah, I'll know what not to do.
The label WM Entertainment, that's the B1A Force label,
yep.
They explained that the interaction with the fans was part of the program to recreate popular scenes from Korean dramas.
Sure, so. But they should have checked up on that first before going to that country when they know that values are particularly conservative. Mm. All right, see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Bye, Jason.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ,
welcome to another Thai Pop Song of the Week segment. I'm Paul, your Thai Pop Specialist, and this week I'm back with another Thai song called Rak Teum Pro, which translates to Prepaid of Love. This song talks about a problem that most teenagers are facing every day. When you want to call someone to your loved one, you are running out of credit. Because everyone communicates through a mobile phone nowadays, this is very important. But in the end, this song tells you how to overcome that problem and tell you what to do when you are running out of mobile credit. I hope you guys enjoy Rak Teum Pro on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
มือถือปิดอย่าคิดว่าพี่ไปไหนแบตเสื่อมไวช้าเท่าไรมันก็ไม่เข้าคิดถึงเธอพอไม่ได้เจอก็เหงาแต่งานเข้าช่วงนี้เลยไม่ได้เจอโทรคนดีเชื่อใจพี่ได้ไหมจ๊ะถึงหลับตาใจพี่ก็มีแต่เธออย่างวันนี้ไม่มีตังค์ยังโชว์เบอร์ไม่รักเธอแล้วจะให้ไปรักใครอยากโทรไปหาจังแต่ตังค์ยังใช้คืนมือถือปิดอย่าคิดว่าพี่ไม่รันจะยึกยันไปไหนและแม่ควรยืนอ่านหนังสือเล่นหนักก็เลยพักฟื้นคนเมื่อคืนที่เห็นก็เป็นเพื่อนกันอยากโทรไปหาจังแต่ตังยังไม่เติมโปรโมชั่นเสริมแต่มันโทรไม่ได้เติมออนไลน์มาหน่อยได้ไหมแล้วจะใช้คืน
บอกว่าจีบได้แฟนฉันจะตายละมาจีบแล้วก็หายนึกว่าตายคนละโทรก็ไม่รับโทรกลับก็ไม่โทรบอกก็ไม่ได้ก็มือถือหมดโปรเฟซก็ไม่ใช้ไลน์ก็ไม่มีโทรมาทีไรก็ตังหมดทั้งปีแบตก็ไม่ชาร์จสัญญาณก็ไม่ติดมันหน้าหงุดหงิดอารมณ์เสียทุกทีก็เพิ่งหมดไป
ไปได้ไหมแล้วจะใช้คืนโทษคนดีรักเราก็ยังมีโปรยังไม่หมดโปรสักหน่อยอย่าทำน้อยใจ
Hi, this is Ruby Ice and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
This week, K-pop and fangirling. So I know that you probably know close to everything about K-pop already, but I want to tell you about what K-pop is in relation to Koreans, as well as the active fangirling when in the City of Idols. Being a big fan of K-pop myself, it is to be expected that I did a tour of the K-pop entertainment companies, some of which include SM, Pledis, JYP, Cube, and YG. What is unique and interesting about visiting these companies is noticing how the fans act differently at each one. At SM, in the summer more so than the winter, you'll see fans waiting on the drive way. If they're not there, which 95% of the time they are, then they're across the road sitting at the children's playground. These fans will go crazy when they see an idol. A fun game my friends and I like to play is to wave goodbye to the rookies and tell them to sleep well. The other fans waiting there automatically think that it's a debuted artist and come running over. The look of disappointment is very fun to watch as they realize it isn't their favorite group. This in essence is also hard to watch because, as most of you know, the rookies are the ones that try the hardest. As for YG, there is a convenience store right opposite, so if you buy a drink, you can just sit outside waiting for someone to appear. There aren't nearly as many fans that wait for an artist as there is at SM. This does show the level of respect and whatnot people hold for YG. Still, it is not uncommon to see the occasional fan, and as the entry to the building is behind the parking lot, one cannot get close to the idols anyway. Lastly, for Cube, people don't generally wait at Cube Entertainment as they have their own cafe attached to the back of the company that artists go through. This means when someone is training for a comeback, you can easily see them. And I hear B2B frequently visit there. Off the topic of actual companies, when people say that K-pop isn't big amongst Koreans, that is both a truth and a lie. Definitely amongst the prepubescent teens, K-pop is the biggest thing. They like K-pop. One must remember that it's the equivalent of Justin Bieber and One Direction. So this is to be expected. There are the occasional times when you'll catch people in their 20s listening to K-pop that are Korean. I was recently in a shopping mall in Wangshimni and the song came on. The song was Take a Shot by Hotshot, a rookie group with 6 members. There was a couple that was directly in front of my friend and I. They looked to be about 23. The guy was trying to find the name of the song through Shazam, while his girlfriend looked like she was embarrassed by him. This is just one example. While you won't see a lot of people around this age bracket listening to K-pop, it is not hated or unheard of either. More indifference. If they like a song, they like a song. And the Koreans will respect you more if you show them that you know about their music, which will bring them to ask you about Korean culture, which most likely you already know, and therefore they will become more impressed. This has been Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thanks, Shaz, for that great review and keeping us posted on everything you're doing in Korea. Having a great year abroad. Our interview with Dabit coming up very, very soon. K-pop idol Dabit, of course. And then to another K-pop idol, Mo from K-Radio sits down with Sam of Lunafly. So we play a little bit of that ahead of part two that's going to air on her show this week. But now some J-pop on Asian Pop Radio. Super States 君との喧嘩も今ではもうできないねなぜあんなにもぶつかって何を確かめて何が分かった誰かのためじゃなくて君のためだけに生きることそう決めたはずなのに
付け合うこと全てがもう切なくて距離を置くことだけが二人の未来を守ると信じた君の見つめる先
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia with your host, Jay John, and we are going all the way over to Seoul right now to have a chat with a very special guest we have on the line, David. How are you going?
Hello, everyone. This is David.
Making your Asian Pop Radio debut.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I'm very happy to be here right now.
Let's go all the way back to the start for the folks at home that are trying to learn as they go. You actually grew up in Ohio, didn't you?
Yes, yes. I grew up in the United States in a state called Ohio. Very small city, but yeah, that's my hometown.
And do you head back there much?
Not really. I mean, maybe every 3 years. So like, yeah, I've only been there once after I moved to Korea.
Right.
I really should try to go there more often. They actually come to me now.
It's a good excuse to go to Korea, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, it is, definitely. I know. I have two older brothers and they're both scattered. Yeah, my middle brother is in Michigan. My oldest brother is in New York. I'm in Korea. So like, it's kind of tough to get together like
true
in one place.
Is there an age gap between the brothers?
Yes, my middle brother is 2 years older and my oldest brother is 8 years.
I'm assuming that you're the one that's spoiled being the youngest child, yeah?
Okay, you know, that's what they say, but I feel like I was the one that was always beat around. And it's because my two older brothers, they always ganged up on me. Like, no, that's my perspective, but...
Tell us how they'd gang up on you. What kind of things would they do?
Well, I mean, you know, they would steal my food. I'd be sleeping in on a weekend and they would come in and they would just start like kicking me and like hitting me with pillows and like, you know, just waking me up, annoying me, and then running away. This went on for like a really, really long time.
The run-of-the-mill stuff like pinching, pushing, you know, hitting you with pillows, that sounds all right, but taking your food, that's a little bit concerning.
Yeah, taking my food, that's where I cross the line now, you know? Can't take my food away.
Being the oldest brother, I always enjoyed it because my youngest brother would do the kiddie thing that never eat what was on his plate. So every time we went to McDonald's, like I'd end up eating half a cheeseburger on top of mine. And I was a little chubby kid.
I was a chubby kid as well. So I understand.
I believe when I was listening back to one of your radio programs that you mentioned that you once went to Australia. Is that right?
No, rather that I haven't visited Australia yet, but I have had Australia come to me in one way or another very often. I have a lot of Australian friends and every time they go, they try to bring back something. Usually it's something that has to do with eating.
Yep.
So like, you know, I had, of course, you know, Tim Tam. So I tried the Tim Tam Slam. And then, you know, recently I tried Vegemite, the Lamingtons.
The Lamingtons are all the rage again now in Australia. They've come back into fashion. Yeah.
I really want to visit Australia and a lot of it has to do with, you know, the food. But I definitely do want to visit Australia and try like more authentic stuff, see what kind of food you guys have there.
Who actually inspired you to become a performer at the start?
There were a lot of musicians that had an impact on me, but rather than pinpointing one musician, I feel like my decision to want to become a performer had to do more with, I guess, trying to find myself as a person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have two older brothers, and, you know, if you have brothers, you might not know this, but as the youngest, you always get compared a lot to your older brothers. You know, I found kind of my own little road, which happened to be music. And that's kind of what set me apart. And that's kind of what made me into who I am today.
So it was your way to stand out.
Yeah.
Guess so. You went from a young kid trying to sort of prove yourself and show your family what you had in mm-hmm. store for the world. And then you'd taken the move, you know, taken the step to move to Korea. And then you pretty much had to do it all again and prove yourself to a whole heap of different agencies, right?
It was really hectic. You know, auditions, I feel like it has a lot to do with luck as well, not just skill. Because the company needs to be looking for someone. Yeah, so I mean, I probably auditioned for every single big company, a lot of small companies, and I actually have gotten accepted at a lot of big companies as well. But I decided to go with a small company because they had a project going on and they actually had, you know, future prospects for me. Rather as where the big companies, they just wanted to keep me as a trainee and see where I went from there.
Because the idea that most of us have is that you're all kind of, you know, this big K-pop factory and you're all trained to do pretty much the same thing and try this and then be mm-hmm. paired with that person and put into that group. And if there's a market for it, like you'll all be sort of like with an elastic band wrapped together and pushed over that way or this way.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you can get some more, I guess, care and attention, like someone actually really wants to see you succeed at a smaller company?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like everything that these people think, it is, if you look at it from an outside perspective, it is pretty true. I feel like for me, being in one of those companies as well, it helped me a lot in discovering who I was as an artist, because they look at a lot more of the outside perspective. They don't look at just the music. They look at, you know, the way you carry yourself, your charisma, a lot of different things, a lot of the, you know, like performance aspect instead of the music aspect.
Yeah.
You know, I trained at an entertainment for over a year, and it was huge. It was very eye-breaking for me, you know, as a whole.
I mean, the whole process, it does get a bad rap from people on the outside sometimes, but whatever you're going to do with your life, you have to put in your heart and soul, and you have to work hard to actually get somewhere. Yeah. There's a lot of competition out there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's literally, it's like a whole new, it's like, you can think of it as a university. Literally, it's like all these students, we'll say students or trainee, who are trainees, will come into these companies, and they're all competing. They're all competing, and they're all working really hard and putting all their passion out so that they can, you know, become entertainers, performers. And usually, you know, there is that, you know, whole, they're like puppets, but I mean, I don't want to take that away from them, because, you know, they work really hard. And it's after training for 1 year, I completely, you know, had so much respect for those people who are able to bear it for like, you know, 3-5 years or even more than that.
Part two of our interview with Devitt coming up. This is Asian Pop Radio, going to his song now, Zone Out.
Hey there, this is K-pop star David, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
오늘따라 상태가 좋아 슬슬 떠나가는 네 생각 항상 설렜던 네 미소와 늘 아팠던 추억들 다 이제 느낌이 없어 아무렇지도 않아 요즘 아침 늦게 눈을 떠 쌓였던 피곤이 다 풀려 다 괜찮아 이제 멀쩡해 라고 말하긴 참 쉬운데 잘 지낸다곤 할 수가 없어 울지는 않아도 웃는 게 힘들어 네 생각 안 해도 항상 난 멍 때려 사람을 만나도 사랑이 두려워 날 지워버려도 상처는 깊어서 남아 가끔 찾아오는 네 문자 시시한 내용이 맴돌아 보고 싶어 너 또 왜 이래 겨우 중심만 잡았는데 생각할수록 화가 나 생각해도 항상 난 멍 때려 사람을 만나도 사랑이 두려워 널 지워버려도
Hi everyone, this is Hoi An Kik. You listen to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
David, now you've had some I guess fan bases open up in some pretty unusual places, haven't you?
Yes, yes, I have. Especially in the past year, 2014. Yeah, last year was like, it was completely unexpected for me.
Tunisia for one.
Yes, Tunisia. That was a very big one.
Is it Tunisia or Tunisia? It's Tunisia, is it?
Tunisia. But I mean, in there, they I think some people call it like Tunis. So I mean, it's I don't know how, you know, in America, I think we called it Tunisia.
Yeah.
I get a lot of overseas reactions, of course, you know, and a lot of people do, you know, give me comments from like all over the place. But, you know, it's one thing to comment, but it's so easy because, you know, SNS is a worldwide thing and it's so easy to just type something, listen to it once and, you know, just forget about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, these fans who are overseas, what was amazing was that they actually were really active and they took the initiative to tell the embassy that they wanted me in their country. For me, my fan base isn't only based in my fan page. They actually make separate fan pages for their own country.
Yeah, we've got one in Australia as well.
Yes, and they all have separate promoters and, you know, they're all working, you know, it hasn't been too long, but, you know, they're all working to trying to get me into their country. And if they use, a lot of times, you know, they come as a group and I get to meet them then. So, I mean, last year, you know, I went to Tunisia, but also a lot of people from France, some from Russia and even some from Germany, they came to Korea and I was able to meet them here. And after meeting them, you know, then we get a lot closer and then, you know, we're staying in contact and they're doing their part in, you know, getting me connected so that I can, you know, go to their country as well.
There you go. You're a man of the world.
It's fun. I never expected that I would, you know, be doing music in Korea, you know, in the first place, but, you know, to actually be able to go overseas and do my music as well. Yeah. I mean, that's just amazing.
Does it actually change your idea of what you should be producing and who you're writing for? Because you do write your own work, right?
Yes, I do. I do. I definitely write my own work.
And you have different influences coming from here and there, and all of a sudden it changes and there might be different styles out there. Do you reckon it changes your approach to things?
You know, yeah. I feel like my music is constantly changing. What I like in music is constantly changing. But of course, you know, I have to match my music to my voice and my color. But the types of songs I write, I feel like that's what usually changes. Usually my style is going to be somewhat similar, my singing style. I probably won't break too far from that, but the type of music, the lyrics, the song, the meaning behind the song, those, that seems to change a lot, you know, as I live life. I feel like that's the, you know, that's a good part about being a singer-songwriter. You actually get to express what you're feeling, what you're going through at that time, and, you know, life changes. So, I mean, as my life changes, you know, my music is changing as well. So, I mean, I think that's kind of always cool.
All right, let's talk radio. I've been listening to Adorang Radio for some time now. I'd say probably about 5 or 6 years listening to some, you know, stations like Jeju and Pops in Seoul and the UKIS boys. I mean, I used to watch religiously All About You with the boys from UKIS. It was always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What's it been like working there and being part of all that action?
In all honesty, it's amazing because maybe it's the producers that I work with and the writers and, you know, my young Kevin Young from Zaya. But I work with like these three people who are very tight-knit. So they really helped me kind of, I guess, transition into their show. And they really helped me. They kind of, you know, treat me like they're, you know, family. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, what's next?
My mini album is probably next.
Ooh.
You know, songs are almost all ready. I have them all written. I just need to kind of package it and, you know, make the backtrack, work with some producers and, yeah, lose some weight again because winter weight.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, it's cold there. You need to have a bit of padding, right?
Yes, definitely.
If you could have the chance to work with any other artist in Korea, who would it be?
I think someone from the hip-hop field would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe someone like, you know, Sunny. I feel like Sunny would be a good person. Like, I'd be very honored to work with him. You know, just someone who's kind of in the hip-hop field, but kind of a little bit playful with his lyrics. He has a character that's very distinct. And I kind of like that. And I feel like the energy would work well with my music.
Well, you heard it here. We need to get the international fans to push your point for you and make that happen.
Yeah.
People power.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Any plans to come down to Australia?
I definitely do. we're still working out how we're going to make it happen. Yeah. And if all else fails, I'll just go and visit, you know, because I really want to go. But, you know, if we get invited, all the fares are usually covered. So, you know, that's, it's a free trip for us.
Yeah. See, we're so too far away. Things cost money. Flights are expensive. We understand. But when you come here, make sure you have a chat to us and hopefully it happens sooner rather than later.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Show me around.
Well, heads up. Most of the time when K-pop idols come to Melbourne and Sydney for a concert, they try their very best to, you know, for the non-English speaking guys, of course, they try their very best to formulate a couple sentences to interact with the crowd, and it usually revolves around steak.
Oh,
so no, Korea, in Korea, Aussie steak seems to be pretty popular with the steakhouses and everything, so just a heads up.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
David, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio Australia. We've had you a bit longer than we were planning to, but you're just too fun to talk to.
Oh no, thank you for having me.
Hello Australia, we are Greece in Paris, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Voted most popular boy band in Vietnam last year by one of the biggest competitions, Will, Jun, ST, and leader Isaac will be joining us for an interview next week on Asian Pop Radio. Here's Get On The Floor. Following the song, we're going to play you a snippet of Will's new solo release. This is Asian Pop Radio. Gặp khuất phía sau lưng em là anh với chú cây. Baby bất cứ đâu mà em đang lừa dối, nói với anh là em đang ở nơi blah blah blah. Biết không nên tin vì ngay phút giây này em đang get on the floor, get on the floor. Tay trong tay với ai đứng trước mặt anh em chưa từng vui như thế. Get on the floor, get on the floor. Vung tay cao lên chẳng cần biết đến xung quanh mình là ai. Mê lên lên ai em trông thấy được điều gì ngoài chờ mong ngay. Anh đi chơi play đi song. Em đang cuốn bay em xa vời hay là em muốn say cho quên đời bên anh ngủ tối. Giờ lạc lối anh sẽ dù đôi bước chân em. Đợi chờ điều gì từ những giấc mơ bao lâu nay em cứ ngẩn ngơ. Giờ vừa ăn lo xa vời.
Nhiều lần em bên ai một phần cũng là vì cảm giác rằng người ta có những thứ mà em cần. Anh gần như đang mất bình tĩnh khi trước mắt mình chính là em và ai. Phải chấp nhận sự thật người con gái trước mặt mình của ngày nào giờ ai là em. Get on the floor, get on the floor. Tay trong tay với ai đứng trước mặt anh em chưa từng vui như thế. Get on the floor, get on the floor. Vung tay cao lên chẳng cần biết đến xung quanh mình là ai.
Lên 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 ai em trông thấy được điều gì ngoài chờ mong may. Anh đi chơi play đi song. Nhưng đang cuốn bay em xa vời hay là em muốn say cho quên đời bên anh ngủ tối. Giờ lạc lối anh sẽ dìu đôi bước chân em. Đợi chờ điều gì từ những giấc mơ bao lâu nay em cứ ngẩn ngơ. Giả vờ em là giả vờ. Nhạc đang cuốn bay em xa vời hay là em muốn say cho quên đời bên anh ngủ tối.
Classic from one of our favourites, 365 The Band on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Loving our V-pop. As I mentioned earlier, Will of 365 has a new solo song. It's called Sexy Lady.
Hello, this is Will of 365 and here is my new song on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Đôi mi cong vút cứ bao quan tim ngỡ ngàng.
What do you think of that? We'll play that in full next week when we interview the guys. For now, we heard from her last week, Mo from K Radio, part of the whole officialkmusic.com thing. She has her own K-pop specialty show, happens Saturday nights online. If you head to facebook.com/AsianPopRadio, we've got full details of how to find K Radio on our page. But last week, Mo actually had a chance to interview K-pop idol Sam Carter of Lunafly. She played part one. She's going to play part two this week, and this is a snippet of what went down in part one. Make sure you check out K Radio for the full interview this weekend. Now to Mo of K Radio.
Hi guys, I am Sam from Lunafly. It's good to speak to you all.
How have you been, Sam? It's been a while since we've seen kind of Lunafly. We've had obviously the recent cover single that you guys just brought out in the past couple of weeks.
We've been very, very busy. I know we haven't really been actively promoting, but after our concert in Korea, Seoul, which I did with Yoon, we have been working on some more music. We're actually coming out with a Spanish album that's going to come out within the next few months. We're putting the finishing touches on the songs that we wrote for that. Christmas, I was very busy, not only writing for Lunafly, but I'm now producing for some other artists as well. So
that's incredible.
So I'm getting very, very busy, but you know, that's a good thing. I'm enjoying myself. Yoon has been doing a bit of acting. He's doing a lot of acting practice. He's had a few small roles in some dramas, so he's been busy with that. So yeah, it's been a good winter so far.
So how did you first come to the idea to join a Korean entertainment agency, and how was the process?
I have a bit of a unique story, I guess. I did do a bit of music in England, of course, classically trained. I did the whole band thing, and my father wanted me to go to university, so I went to uni and I studied something completely different. I actually did business finance, which I know doesn't suit me at all. It was a terrible time. I struggled with economics, but I managed to get my degree. It was actually a good experience. I've learned a lot from my degree. And then after that, I just got sucked into the whole getting a normal job and doing what my friends were doing. But, you know, it was not probably the life that I wanted, even though I was earning good money and, you know, I had a car and everything. I wasn't really satisfied. There was a TV program called, in Korean, it's with Yan Tanzing, The Great Birth. It's a bit like K-pop star and Superstar K.
That's the one, Superstar K.
Yeah. So it was one of those, and they were holding auditions in London, and I got a call from Korea, you know, one of the producers on the show, and he was like, you know, just go down. I think they've heard about you and they'd like to meet you. So I went down for an audition in London. I sang for them and they seemed pretty happy with me, and I went straight through the competition and, you know, got into the top 10, the live shows. And that show was actually pretty popular. The ratings were very good. So that's how I sort of got known in Korea.
Scouting.
And then, yeah, exactly. The ratings for that show were great. So it was good exposure for me. And my mentor on that show was a guy called Yoon Il-sang, who is one of the top songwriters in Korea. And he had, at the time, had a lot of connections with Nega Network, with Brown Eyed Girls, of course. He said, come to the company and we like you. So we went down there and the CEO met me. He said, let's sign. You know, we weren't sure whether I was going to be doing something by myself as a solo artist. There was a guy called Yoon and the guy called Tae, who were also in Nega Network, just bumming around. Bumming around, playing the guitar, playing the piano, and they weren't quite ready to go into the idol group, which was being prepared at the time, LC9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they didn't want to do that at all. So I met the guys, and our producer said, let's just do something completely different. And I was so happy with that.
Attention. Everybody, this is
V. This is Drew Chen.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
Hello, this is Jun. And this is Will of 365.
Yo, this is Dian Tai.
Hi, this is Hwan Ki.
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, this is Ryan.
This is Teddy.
We are AO Crew.
Hi, I'm Brittany. Hi, I'm Courtney. And we're Ruby.
Hello, my name is Giring from EG.
Hello, my name is Ethan.
Young ass here all the way from Canada, just giving a big shout out to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Jonathan from Kamikaze Mugen.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from ichikimchi.com.
Hello, we are City and Blue. Thank you to our Aussie Voice and Asian Pop Radio Australia for your support.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
The country's largest community radio Asian pop music show.
We love you, Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Oh, it's time to say goodbye. Don't forget, all you need to know about K-Radio, head to officially kmusic.com. Support other Aussies like hellokpop.com for all your K-pop news update. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. We're on Facebook too, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. Big thanks to everyone that took part in the show this week. Of course, BJ for coming in for the K-pop goss. Cassie for writing the Asian Pop news update. Paul's Thai Pop Song of the Week. Shaz for her review, direct from Seoul, Korea. To our social media team, our music director, Jedi Scuff, and most importantly, you guys for listening, wherever you're listening. Don't forget you can subscribe to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes in Australia. Just search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. Click subscribe. You can go to podomatic.com/JacePop and click subscribe. Easy. As promised, we're going to go out with that Tiara song. Of course, K-pop group Tiara, but they've taken a little trip to China with this one and featuring Chopstick Brothers. The song's called Little Apple. It's made it to the Chinese singles chart this week and they're doing great stuff. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio Australia. See you next week.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thanks to Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, 2SER in Sydney and every radio station across the Community Radio Network who support and play our program.